This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And this hour, the lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal because it's open mic on Science Fantastic. All you have to do is give us a call at 612-564-8135. Once again, that's 612-564-8135. And all we ask of you is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to or the internet, and the city you're calling from, and perhaps you can get on Science Fantastic to ask that question or make that comment that's always been bugging you. And just remember, no question is too dumb or too stupid to put on national radio, because sometimes the dumb questions are the most profound questions of all. So if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call or go to my website. Some of you are a bit shy and don't want to have your voice heard on national radio. No problem. You can type that question by going to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And you can find a list of all the books that I've written. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. The Physics of the Future talks about the next 100 years in medicine, space travel, robotics, jobs. In Physics of the Impossible, I go 500 years into the future when we might have starships. We might have invisibility, teleportation, ray guns, all the stuff you see in science fiction. And in the future of the mind, I talk about the future of brain research, how we are now connecting the brain to an exoskeleton, giving you the power of a Superman that is also telepathic, telekinetic, just like in the science fiction movies. And my latest book is The Future of Humanity. The future of humanity in outer space, as we go back to the moon, as we go to Mars, colonize Mars, terraform Mars, and go beyond into the stars. So find out more about my work by going to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Okay, let's move on to the first listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Nick Arroyo. I'm calling from Phoenix, Arizona. The station is KJVV. And my question is, do you have any suggestions for teaching young people, small kids, or actually even adults, how to think more like a scientist instead of just what to think? How to get them to think more critically and develop their own ideas opposed to just regurgitating repetitive things that they've been reading. Thanks.
Wow. You asked the $64,000 question. If we knew the answer to that, if we could somehow bottle it, we could change human society. It's difficult. Because, of course, we have to separate form and content. Most of us react to form and appearances. Very rarely do we ask why, how. Very rarely do we go deeper into something. But that's what science is all about. Science is all about trying to understand Mother Nature, trying to understand the principles and concepts behind Mother Nature. But as you pointed out, unfortunately, people get bogged down in memorization. So I tell science teachers that I sometimes meet that, well, yes, you got to memorize some things. After all, you just can't glide by sciences BSing things. You have to know some facts. But beyond that, you have to organize the facts into a concept, a principle, a picture, And that's what separates the Einsteins of the world from simply somebody who is a tape recorder. That is, you have to ask why. You have to ask how. In other words, there is a principle behind all the scattered pieces of data. When you read a book about biology, oftentimes you get lost in all the parts of a flower, the anatomy of a human being. You get lost because there's so much out there. But if you were to ask, what is the principle that drives these things, then you realize that there's only a handful of principles, concepts that drives the whole thing. And then there's a picture that allows you to very quickly summarize the essence of what's happening. For example, with relativity, the picture there was, well, given to us by clocks and meter sticks and by trampoline nets, things you can visualize that were distorted as you go to higher velocities and higher energies. And even Newton's laws of gravity can be summarized in a picture of balls going around other balls, about balls colliding with other balls. You can summarize all the laws of mechanics into a simple physical picture. So that's why I stress to people, especially science teachers, that they really should stress concepts and principles, not just memorizing dry facts and figures. And then science teachers ask me another question. How do you inspire a young kid? Well, my personal point of view is that we are all born scientists. All of us are born asking, why does the sun shine? Where did we come from? We're born asking these questions. And then we hit the greatest killer of scientists known to science. We destroy young scientists by the millions every day. The greatest killer of scientists is junior high school. That's right. When you hit the danger years, when you hit 13, 14, 15, you're in junior high school, that's when we lose young scientists by the millions. Because science is reduced to memorization, people are distracted, science is not made interesting, because of course we're competing against all the distractions of junior high school. That's when we lose scientists by the millions, and we have to inspire them. We need role models for young scientists. We need breakthroughs that inspire them, like a Sputnik moment or the landing on the moon. We need things that encourage them, like parental guidance, teacher guidance, mentoring. These are the things that we need to make young scientists. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, this is Frank in Columbus, Ohio. And my question is about the supermassive black hole at the heart of the Milky Way. Sagittarius A has a mass, a solar mass of about 4 million solar masses. Now, it is the center of the Milky Way galaxy. It should be the center of the mass. But there are billions of stars in the galaxy. And I've seen an estimate that the Milky Way has an overall mass of 700 billion solar masses. So how can something 4 million, with 4 million solar masses, be the anchor for the entire Milky Way? It does not seem to be massive enough. What's up with that, Professor? Thanks.
Well, you ask a very important question that is bedeviling astronomers even today. First of all, we have the galaxy, a gigantic swirling disk of stars, many of them containing 100 billion, or many times that, 100 billion stars in a gigantic flying saucer-shaped disk that rotates. And then at the very center of the galaxy, we find a black hole. A black hole that does not weigh billions of times the mass of the sun, but millions of times the mass of the sun. And then the question is, which came first? And the answer is, we don't know which came first. There's an active debate going on right now. But let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And give us a call at 612-564-8135 and share your thoughts on National Radio.
advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and then ask your question or make your comment, and perhaps you can get on national radio. Well, before the break, we had a question about black holes. You see, the black hole at the center of the Milky Way galaxy weighs a few million times the mass of the sun. But the galaxy itself weighs billions of times more, hundreds of billions of times more. And so the question is, how is it possible that a teeny-weeny black hole can whip around the entire galaxy, which weighs many times more than the black hole itself? Well, the reason is actually rather complicated. First of all, we have to understand where both came from. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? Did the black hole come first, or did the galaxy come first? Well, the short answer is we don't know. It's a raging debate in astronomical circles even now. Let's say the black hole came first. If the black hole came first, then it's like the moon going around the Earth. The Earth is much bigger than the moon, of course. But why is it, therefore, that the black hole at the center of the universe is so much smaller than the rest of the galaxy? So if the black hole came first, the black hole should be bigger, but it's not. The other possibility is valid. Maybe the galaxy came first. And a small piece of it then condensed into the black hole. Now, my personal point of view is that they were both formed at the same time. And that would answer your question. If the Earth is much bigger than our moon, then why isn't the black hole much bigger than the galaxy? Because the galaxy spins around the black hole. And the answer is as follows. First of all, the black hole at the center of the galaxy does not whip around the rest of the galaxy. As you correctly pointed out, the galaxy weighs many times more than the black hole itself, and the black hole is rather tiny in comparison with the galaxy. But if they form together, it means that they were whipping around each other so that we see the galaxies of today being so much bigger than the mass of the black hole at the center, because they were both formed at the same time. Well, the short answer is we don't know for sure. There's a raging debate in astronomical circles as to which came first, the chicken or the egg, the galaxy or the black hole. But if they both formed at the same time, that would then answer the question, why is one so much bigger than the other? Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, this is Ben in Chicago. I'd like to know, Dr. Kaku, if it's theoretically possible for an advanced civilization to be able to override nature and change the laws of physics itself to serve their own purposes, or to create their own custom-made universe with a superior set of natural laws, and then to transport their civilization there. Thank you.
Well, this actually was a big theological debate 1,000 years ago in the Muslim world. You realize that 500 to 1,000 years ago, the Islamic people were actually more advanced than the Europeans. The Europeans during the Dark Ages were engulfed with the Inquisition. They burned witches. They burned warlocks. Look what happened to Galileo. Giordano Bruno was burned alive in the streets of Rome. So Europe was not a very pretty place to be, but science flourished in the Islamic Empire. But there was a debate 1,000 years ago precisely on that question. There were two sides to the question in the Islamic world about 1,000 years ago. The scientists at that time said that natural law is going to be more or less the same everywhere because that's the way Allah created it. So therefore, we should study natural law. However, the people who are very religious, the theologians, said no. You see, Allah can change natural law anytime he feels like. He is beyond natural law. Therefore, natural law should not be studied. Why bother to study something that can be changed at will on a whim by Allah? Well, it turns out that the religious people eventually went out, and science in the Islamic world about 500 years ago began to stagnate, and the Islamic world fell backwards with regards to the Renaissance, where science began to flourish. So the whole question of the fall of the early Islamic Empire hinged upon the question, is natural law always the same, or can the Creator simply change it on a whim? In which case, why bother to learn about it? Because it's going to be changed anyway. Well, now we have a different twist on it. We have something called string theory, which we think, though we cannot yet prove, is the theory of everything. It's what I do for a living. In fact, I'm the co-founder of string field theory, one of the main branches of string theory. And string theory gives us not one universe, but many universes. So if I think of a bubble bath, each bubble representing a universe that's expanding or contracting, then the bubble bath of universes is called the multiverse. Now, where does physics come in the picture? Each bubble is a solution of the string equations, but there are more than one solution. In fact, there could be an infinite number of possible solutions. This gives us a multiverse. And do the laws of physics change between universes? Yes. Each bubble has a slightly different version of the laws of physics. Now, there is a metaphysics. physics beyond ordinary physics, and that is string theory. So string theory would be the physics of all universes. All possible universes would obey the string equations. But each individual universe can be different from any other neighboring universe. This means that in some sense, yes, there could be other laws of physics. Now, how do you prove this? Well, one day we're going to launch LISA into orbit, and LISA is the Laser Interferometry Space Antenna, which detects gravity waves in outer space. Now, gravity waves were detected recently, winning the Nobel Prize to three physicists recently. So we know that gravity waves exist when black holes collide. But at the beginning of the universe, the shock wave from creation itself created a gravity wave that is still detectable even today. And one day we'll get baby pictures. Baby pictures of the infant universe as it's being created, as photographed by LISA. And we hope to find evidence of an umbilical cord. An umbilical cord connecting our baby universe to a parent universe, with both universes having a slightly different laws of physics. So you're absolutely right. This idea that the laws of physics can change is actually one of the dominant theories in cosmology today. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
My name is Cecil from Knoxville, Tennessee. My question, Dr. Kaku, is, have you looked at the Edgar Cayce materials, the psychic Edgar Cayce materials, on our three-dimensional reality as a projection from the fourth dimension, the spiritual dimension? This is similar to your multiverse, I think. Thank you very much, Doctor.
Well, you're right that Mr. Cayce was a person who some people believe was a prophet who could predict the future. However, in physics, we have something called causality, and causality says that cause and effect is one of the basic fundamental structures of our universe, and cause and effect mean that causality is not violated, so you cannot see the future. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't play with Einstein's equations. It just means that the average person sitting on the planet Earth is not going to be able to see the future at any time soon. However, as you also pointed out, some people who are psychics have looked at the idea of ghosts, spirits. And they say that in some sense, perhaps our universe is a sliver or a shadow of a much larger universe where ghosts can exist. This idea was actually popular around 1900. Around that time, a theologian wrote the book Flatland, which captured the imagination of Victorian England because it mentioned the fact that there could be other universes. Our universe could be flat compared to a higher dimensional universe, and ghosts could live there. Well, we'll talk about ghosts after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with 2 kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny 2-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science, and in this hour, we're throwing the lines open so that you can be part of Science Fantastic. Anytime, day or night, you can give us a call. You'll get a recording. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to and the city you're calling from, and ask that question. Make that comment, and perhaps you can get on Science Fantastic. And you can also email me a question. The website address is mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and it lists the cities I'll be speaking at, and maybe I'll be signing your copy of Physics of the Impossible or The Future of Humanity. And after I sign your book, go to eBay and auction it off for money. That's right. You can actually make money by going to my book tour, because autographed books are actually worth real money. Let's take the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is John. I'm calling from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I listen to your program on the internet. And I just had a question about that has to do with camera technology as far as we're at 4K now, and I was wondering if we'll be seeing 8K and where camera technology might be going in the next couple of years. Thank you, and I'll continue to listen.
Well, it's hard to predict because, of course, we have Moore's Law. Computer power doubles every 18 months, which means that the way in which we process visual images can be vastly increased by simply increasing the computer power that we have in our central processor. Also, however, there are limits. There are limits to what we can do with images, and these limits are given to us by quantum mechanics. For example, if you have a Pentium chip that has layers of silicon and insulators. These layers can be about 20 atoms across. But in 5, 10, 20 years, it could be 5 atoms across, in which case you get leakage taking place and heat generation, which will destroy you. So, in other words, there are limits to what you can do even with computer technology. There's also the fact that every pixel of an image, there's a transistor. And so the number of pixels that you can put in a digitized photograph is a function of the size of the transistor. And the size of the transistor, in turn, is once again determined by quantum mechanics. It's hard to get a transistor smaller than one atom, for example. Now, with nanotechnology, we can now create substances like graphene that are one atom thick, made out of carbon, a sheet of carbon, one atom thick. And it turns out that you can take a transistor, make a transistor out of a single atom. So the smallest possible transistor that we've been able to make so far is the size of a single atom, an atom of graphene, which is a single layer of carbon. But that's a limit. So in other words, this is not going to go on forever. We're not going to reach that quantum limit for quite a while. So for quite a while, we will be able to get better and better resolution. But there is a limit. It can't go on forever. Oh, by the way, another thing. A previous caller asked about, well, to put it bluntly, ghosts. Because people like Edwin Cayce talked about other universes, and these ideas are being revived in physics. As I mentioned earlier, in 1900, theologians were asked the question, where is heaven? We had telescopes in 1900 that were very powerful, and no matter where we look, we could not find heaven. So this is very embarrassing for theologians. And then in mathematics, the idea of higher dimensions became quite popular. So theologians said, aha, we have the answer. Heaven is in hyperspace. And if you have the power of hyperspace, you can move through walls. You can do the power that is normally ascribed to ghosts.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. That's right. You're not going to get a busy signal. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station and the city you're calling from, and then ask away. Ask that question. Make that comment that's always been bothering you about science. Maybe you're all by yourself at 4 o'clock in the morning, and you have this brainstorm. You just got to talk to somebody, but hey, you're all alone at 4 o'clock in the morning. There's no one you could talk to about science. Well, you can talk to me. You can give me a call at 612-564-8135 and ask that question. Make that comment that's been bugging you at 4 o'clock in the morning. Well, before the break, we had a question about three dimensions and four dimensions, and let me explain what all that is about. Back in 1900, as I mentioned, theologians had a problem. Telescopes were becoming very powerful. Everywhere they looked in the skies, they could not find heaven. Where is heaven? Well, around that time, mathematicians were looking at higher dimensional spaces. We live in three dimensions, length, width, and height. Four dimensions don't seem to be in the cards. Where is the fourth dimension? We cannot see it, feel it, doesn't seem to exist. Now, Einstein said that the fourth dimension is time. Okay, but where is then the fifth dimension? Where are these higher dimensions? And around 1900, theologians read books on mathematics, and these mathematicians seemed to indicate that if you lived in a higher dimensional world, you would have the power of a ghost. That is, you'd be able to walk through walls. Walls are not a problem because you simply hop over the wall by going into the third dimension. And so many people said, aha, that's it. That's where ghosts are. And people like Edwin Cayce picked up on it and said, perhaps we live in a three-dimensional projection of a four-dimensional world where ghosts exist. Ghosts can disappear, reappear, walk through walls, and that's exactly what a hyperdimensional person can do looking down on our puny three-dimensional world. Well, that theory never got anywhere. Why? Because there was no experimental evidence that pushed our understanding any farther. Now we have string theory. String theory has not yet been proven. It's a subject of considerable controversy, in fact. But string theory can only exist in 11-dimensional hyperspace. So we have this problem. The theory of all theories, the end of all theories, the final theory, could be a theory existing in higher dimensions, but we need more powerful instruments to prove it. So go to my book, Physics of the Impossible and Parallel Worlds, where I have a discussion of how you can test the ultimate theory of all theories, a theory which makes possible higher dimension, and if you are a mystic, it makes possible ghosts. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, this is Armand again from Queens, New York. I listen to you on YouTube. And I was wondering, when do you think we're going to have the first Iron Man suit that functions like the one in the movie? And how possible do you think it is to create a lightsaber that works like in Star Wars? All right, thank you very much. Have a great one. I love your show. Peace.
Okay, well, you ask a fair question. First of all, the United States military has done over $150 million to create the Iron Man exoskeleton. We have all these GIs from Afghanistan and Iraq with damaged spinal cords who are paralyzed, quadriplegic. So far, the most advanced exoskeleton is based at Duke University, made by Dr. Nicolelis, who I've actually had on Science Fantastic. His dream was to create an exoskeleton that would allow a quadriplegic to kick the football, initiating the World Soccer Games in São Paulo, Brazil. Well, he succeeded. 1 billion people tuned in and saw a paralyzed person put on a suit that allowed him to kick the football, initiating the World Cup soccer games. Now, that is a far cry from the Iron Man suit of the comics. That suit allows you to fire missiles, travel at supersonic velocities, practically go into outer space. We're not there yet. We can just barely make a suit that allows the mind to kick a football, initiating the World Soccer Games. Well, after that, I'll say a few things about lightsabers as well. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 or go to my website and find out what I'm up to. mkaku.org, mkaku.org is the web address. Give us a call.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In Science Fantastic, we have an open mic. That is, you can get to the phones and give us a call and have your thoughts heard on national radio. Once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the internet, and the city you're calling from, and ask that question. Make that comment, and perhaps your thoughts will be heard on national radio. Well, before the break, we had a call about the Iron Man costume. We are decades away from creating an Iron Man costume that can fire missiles, that can launch a human at supersonic velocities, and do all the wondrous things that is found in the comic books. Sorry about that. The best we can do after spending $150 million is to connect the living brain of a paralyzed person directly to a suit that allows this person to walk and kick a football. You know, Christopher Reeve, the handsome actor who plays Superman in the Superman movies, he died, but he was involved in a tragic accident whereby his spinal cord was severed in an accident involving a horse. Very, very sad. But his dream was to be able to walk again. And that's what we can do at the present time. He didn't live long enough to see that, yes, it is possible for someone who's totally paralyzed to walk. But that's a far cry from having an Iron Man costume. And then lightsabers are also possible, but not quite the way you see in the movies. First of all, a lightsaber is supposed to be a column of light that terminates. Well, as you know, light does not terminate. It keeps on going. However, the closest you can get to the idea of a lightsaber that can cut through wood and steel is a plasma torch. So, I once hosted a series for BBC and the Science Channel called Sci-Fi Science. And in Sci-Fi Science, I actually go through the stages of building a plasma torch. In fact, I build a crude plasma torch on TV for the TV audience. Now, of course, it's not the real thing, because the real thing, of course, terminates. And here you have a plasma torch that has a spine to it. It is not nothingness connected to a lightsaber. No, it has a spine, and out of the spine comes a stream of hot plasma sufficient to slice through wood and different kinds of objects. So it's not quite the Star Wars lightsaber, but it's about as close as you can get with known technology. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, this is Jack from San Francisco, California. I'm calling in to listen line. And my question is around the super force, or we can look at it as the human force as it pertains to the consciousness, and how consciousness, if it affects at all the four forces, gravity, electromagnetism, strong nuclear, and weak nuclear. So I wanted to know how our consciousness plays a factor into the super force and how that gets affected.
Okay, well, let me try to break that down into its components. First of all, there are four fundamental forces that we know about. First is gravity, which keeps us anchored to the floor and holds the sun together. Without gravity, the solar system would fly apart and the sun would explode. So we need gravity. Next is light, electromagnetism that lights up our cities. Fire, for example, is an example of electromagnetism. So that is the electromagnetic force. Then we have the two nuclear forces, the weak and the strong nuclear force, which, for example, makes possible the sun, makes possible nuclear weapons, makes possible nuclear power plants, and gives us radiation, gives us the elements of uranium and beyond, and the transuranic elements. So that's the nuclear force. However, we've looked for a fifth force. We've tried very hard to find a fifth force, and so far, nobody has yet succeeded. Science is based on things that are testable, reproducible, and falsifiable. Now, what about consciousness? Well, it turns out that we scientists can augment the power of the mind, connecting the mind directly to a computer, and then having the computer do all sorts of magical things. For example, telepathy. For example, psychokinesis or telekinesis, moving objects with the mind. We can actually do that now. For example, on a simple scale, it turns out the quadriplegic, hook up the quadriplegic with a chip in his brain and have him able to surf the web. He can turn on the lights, turn off the lights, turn on his wheelchair, and anything you can do with electricity, he can also do with the power of the mind connected to an electric generator. Now, that's not quite the consciousness you see in science fiction movies, but it is a direct connection between the human mind and a computer. Now, in the future, it means that we'll have some form of telepathy and a brain net whereby thoughts, emotions, feelings will be sent on the internet, and also allowing you to control machines. So just like in Harry Potter, you'll have the ability to move objects because your mind will be connected to a computer, and the computer in turn will be connected to a machine which can move mechanical objects and do many of the dazzling feats you see in the science fiction movies. But this is called synthetic telepathy. But telepathy without enhancement, we have tried to do and have been unsuccessful. The human brain by itself does not have these magical powers. Okay, well, unfortunately, that's it for Science Fantastic. Join us every week by giving us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on national radio. Maybe you can ask that question that's always been bugging you by calling 612-564-8135. So this is Dr. Michio Kaku for Science Fantastic.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.